They call themselves Raccoon Freedom Fighters and they were on the streets of Burlington Wednesday, March 20th. Spreading awareness about what they say is an injustice. The group, led by Tammy Genge, holds rallies in different cities across southern Ontario to inform the public about what happened in September when the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry raided Mali's Third Chance Raccoon Rescue and Rehabilitation in Kawartha Lakes. Following the raid, 84 raccoons were euthanized and MNRF laid charges against Mali's under the Fish and Wildlife Conservation Act, including violations of conditions of the authorization that the wildlife custodian was operating under, Sarah Figg, MNRF spokesperson said in an email. The ministry revoked Mali's wildlife rehab license and has said all 84 raccoons that were euthanized had distemper, a highly contagious viral infection that is almost always fatal in raccoons. Conditions in a wildlife custodian authorization focus on the proper care of wildlife in captivity and minimizing the risks associated with sick wildlife. Wildlife disease can spread quickly and, in some cases, may not be treatable in wildlife and/or pose serious public health concerns through transmission to humans or domestic animals and other wildlife, Figg said. MNRF won't be providing further comment as the investigation is ongoing and the case is currently before the courts, Figg said. But the rescue facility is pushing back against the charges and its supporters have said the allegations against the organization are false. Genge claims most of the animals that were euthanized by the ministry were vaccinated against distemper. The last 40 that they killed were double vaccinated against distemper and had been living at the facility for weeks, 2 months in the outdoor, pre-release enclosure without symptoms. So, how did they test positive? We want those answers, she said. Genge describes what happened at Mali's as an atrocity, and so she started Raccoon Freedom Fighters as a way to support animal rights. People need to know this, that your money and your efforts to save these animals are for naught, she said. In their tour of cities across Ontario, the Raccoon Freedom Fighters have had a positive reception from the communities they go to. Most people are absolutely shocked if we have enough time to actually explain the story, Genge said. Mali's hasn't had a chance to defend themselves in court yet, so the facts of their story aren't public. We want as many people to be listening and paying attention so that when the facts do come out, they can draw their own conclusions and they can also demand answers for so many questions, legitimate questions that have gone unanswered by the ministry.